Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Lindholm Roofing, Rose Pest Solutions, and JC Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Good morning, Chicago. We got a packed show, packed show, packed show. As I just previously mentioned, we have Janelle Iacchino, the bug lady, in here, going to be talking about bees. We've got Mike from Lindholm Roofing and Corey from JC Restoration talking about all of the storms that came through and the damages that our listeners had to have experienced with flooded basements, broken windows, messed up roofs. A lot of damage, a lot of lost trees. Those trees have a tendency to come down when they're struck by heavy winds or sometimes lightning, and they go through people's homes and creates damage. And that's why we have the experts on today to help you. And of course, the always wonderful and ever talented MegaPros Joe from MegaPros Home Improvements. But first, we're going to start the show like we always do with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago. We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's the MegaPros call and text line. I'm going to give out five numbers, and we're going to do a tribute to these five numbers. I'll tell you more at the end of the show. 15013. 15013. I want everybody to remember 15013, and I will explain more at the end of the show. 15013. Welcome to the show, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Janelle Iacchino. We like to go ladies first. You were on a couple weeks ago. You brought some cricket cookies, right?
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
cricket flour cookies.
Correct.
And they were delicious.
Yes.
And I was hoping for like caterpillar cookies. But then Joe was like, you can't kill the caterpillars because they turn into beautiful butterflies.
That's true.
Leave the caterpillars alone.
Yeah, no, we don't touch those.
Good. Don't just, but cicada cookies would be good too because.
That would be a little too crunchy for me, to be honest.
You just know? Get rid of them. They're all over the damn place.
That's
with
true.
With the spooky green and red eyes.
But what? That's also why we're seeing a lot of cicada killer wasps. And that's a little bit of what I want to talk about today.
Okay. Nothing starts off a Saturday show like talking about cicada killing wasps. If our listeners want to reach out to you and get more information, how do they reach out to you?
Go to rosepestcontrol.com or call 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
Got something special for Joe Brand coming up. 312-981-7200 is a mega call. Is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. JC Restoration, you and Mike, Corey from JC Restoration, Mike from Lindholm Roofing, both of you have gotten phone lines blow up this week. It's been an unbelievable weather year. I mean, just how it started with the cold and the frosts and the ice dams to the rain to the drought it was craziness the past week with storms. What both you guys are going to be talking about that coming up. Corey, you go first.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's been totally unreal. You know, I've been on the show before and mentioned, hey, you hear about the name hurricanes, you hear about the name fires in California, but Chicago has just been rocked by natural event after natural event. From the ice, we've had multiple tornado touchdowns this year, which have created huge, just huge property damages.
Yeah.
I mean, at one point, the first tornado early in the summer, I worked on an apartment complex job in Naperville, somewhere where you don't usually see tornadoes
sure.
touch down. But there was like over 200 families displaced from their homes because all these roofs came off, all these apartment buildings, and entire buildings of people were displaced. So, and then just watching the news this last week, we've got tornadoes touching down again.
Yeah.
We've got calls coming in, trees have penetrated roofs. It's been wild. And that's what JC Restoration is here for. If you experience property damage, We are your call. JC Restoration, we are on standby anytime you need us. We provide property restoration when you have water, fire, mold, or any type of property damage.
Phone number.
JC Restoration, 800-956-8844.
Mike, you're going to be talking about the same thing. You guys have been busier than all heck as well.
I don't know how we're going to outdo cicada killing wasps.
Well, that's why we're going to push her back. We're going to have you guys go first. I mean, once you touch, you're talking about it, the show's over, and then everything comes. It's all
the rest of the show.
It's Janelle.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Like, so yeah, we've dealt with a lot of weather-related, natural-related events, like you said, tornadoes and trees falling through roofs, and the rains that are heavy and wind-blown. Not only that, you know, this past winter we had this once every 30-year ice storm, ice damming event.
It's crazy.
We've dealt with a lot of different issues this year. It has been a crazy year here in Chicago, for sure.
Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach.
All right, it's 1-888-4-ROOFER and lindholmroofing.com.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
You've been on a little bit sabbatical.
Did you miss me? That's the most important
question. I did.
Yes.
You did?
Of course. Did you not even see my tag at the last show? I was like, you're missing a good one, man.
I was too busy.
You probably didn't have cell service up there.
McGregor, Minnesota.
Where is that? How far up is that?
It's just west of Duluth.
All right. No so idea. Okay, but it's
you have no idea.
I know where the Twin south. I know where the Twin Cities are. That's where it stops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way over that.
Everybody that had to sit in your seat, we made them unbutton their shirt down to their belly button. Janelle
refused to.
Amy Kite.
You would never refuse to.
Also refused
what?
To.
You wouldn't.
I did sit in your chair. Right. I did not unbutton anything.
I wish I'd have been here.
I know. Well, Janelle and Amy were wearing blouses and not button down. But I made the point, any person that sits in that chair has to basically unbutton their shirt down to their belly button.
You should
unbutton
your shirt a little bit.
Well, he did on the last show. He was like one or two buttons. I said two.
I said all the way down. I said in honor of Joe not being here.
There you go.
I got to show some.
You got some kind of t-shirt on or something?
Yeah, because I pit out. 312-981-70.
I'm trying to get Facebook watchers. Nobody wants
I've
to
got
get
active
out.
Sweat glands, Joe. Just being honest.
Okay. We're looking for 50 Facebook watchers.
Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago on Facebook. If our listeners want to reach you and your fine team.
Megapros.com.
And you know we love our Joe Brand. And Joe Brand had this posted on Facebook. He is the Kane Cougar, the Kane County Cougar. Say that 10 times quick without having to bleep it.
Kane County Cougar.
County Cougar broadcaster of the baseball team. Go ahead, Benny.
Are you kidding me? Michael Kopech is at this game?
Whoa.
Michael Kopech.
Apparently the Cougars have caught wind. Michael Kopech is here at the Cougars game. And, wow, so our conversation means nothing at all.
Okay, so my question to Joe
is, who is Michael Kopech?
No, I know who Michael Kopech is.
I don't.
He's a starting pitcher, one of the starting pitchers.
Reliever.
He's a pitcher on the White Sox. Oh. And I just wanted to know, if I was in the stands at a King County Cougar baseball game, if I would get the same type of excitement.
No, you wouldn't.
And be put on camera. Joe?
No. Man,
so Michael Kopech comes to the game, and somehow you still find a way to make this about yourself.
How could he, Joe? That is the weirdest. How could you even think that, David?
Like, and if you play the whole clip, you recognize that I get starstruck because I'm talking about something else, and then the cameras are on Michael Kopech. I don't know if the cameras are just going to catch David Hochberg in the stands.
Trust me, they will. Okay, so when they do, will I get the same type of reaction, yes or no?
Yeah, sure. Come to a game. We'll see what happens.
No, it would be for something you do, not who you are.
I've been inviting you to games since April, and now you need a special shout-out in order to put your butt in the seat.
I need a car to pick me up. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. We're going to come back talk storm damage with both Corey and Mike, because Corey, JC Restoration, Mike from Lindholm Roofing.
How many Facebook watchers?
Joe's interested in the Facebook.
We got 10.
We
can fit our whole Facebook audience in our studio. Do you understand how embarrassing this is?
312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and photo line if you want to join the show. Join us. We'd love to have you. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. We got to do that. I would also need, in addition to transportation, food coupons, right? Food vouchers, because just the way that I roll.
Who do you think you are?
I'm hungry.
You know,
drink vouchers.
you know what you're going to need? Whenever I leave this show, you're going to need another guest to just fill up the extra content that
you're right, Joe. He uses you like some kind of... He's using you like a celebrity.
No, because he is. I'm not using anybody. I'm just accentuating
his talents. But you think he can use you as a celebrity, and it's not really working out.
I don't want to be. I'm not a celebrity. I'm just somebody that wants a ride
free,
and some...
Free, yeah, free tickets, free food.
Yeah. And transportation.
And Skittles.
That would be great.
I want Skittles.
And Diet Coke. 312-981-7200. 312-981. Let's get to storm damage here, okay? Because we had some nasty weather. We had an unbelievable amount of lightning, a lot of lightning strikes, a lot of trees down, a lot of trees down through cars, a lot of trees down through houses, and a tree versus a house, most of the time, the tree's going to win, okay? And that house, it's got limited shot against a tree that's 50 to 100 years old, splitting in half due to wind and a lightning strike going through a house. So let's first talk with you, Corey, about the different types of calls that you've received from our listeners, because we always talk about, you look outside, 78 degrees, beautiful, calm day, humidity down, Don Kleppen still wearing a flannel, which we'll get to later. It's a beautiful day, but when it starts turning, and it turns quick here, right? Forget about it. And the winds start kicking up to 50 to 80 miles an hour, and the hail starts coming down, and you start seeing tornado clouds. Your house stands no shot against all of that havoc that's going on. What type of calls are you guys getting this week?
Yeah, all of the above. And, you know, when you are listening to the broadcast and there are storms rolling in, and just like last week, they were telling us to take shelter because of these potentially tornadic storms coming through. You just got to kind of hope and pray that your house makes it through the storm. I've been in those houses that didn't. I've never been in a house when a tree actually falls on it, but I've been to many after the fact. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying for the family. It's not usually like a whole tree falls down, but just like one big massive branch. Sometimes it'll come down just a little bit of roof damage. Sometimes it'll come down like the one I was at yesterday and put it 8 penetrations into the roof. So this big branch comes down and the smaller branches on it literally penetrate through the roof deck and into the interior of the house. Now, nobody was injured or anything, but so you've had this huge tree fall, structurally damages your roof, and now you've got open penetrations during a thunderstorm. So now there's water pulling in, the attic insulation's wet, the drywall ceilings are wet, it's running down the walls, it's getting underneath the floors, ruining the floors, and all this happens so sudden.
High heat and humidity, which is perfect for mold creation, right? I mean, you've got wet, an area that was once bone dry, now mm-hmm. soaking wet, 100% humidity with 90 degrees. It's not very safe, and it's a perfect, you know, basically test tube there or a petri dish for mold to be created within a house.
That's a beautiful segue, David, because that's the what
I'm a professional.
Don't say that.
We've done this before. No, so
Saturday's 10 to 1, I'm a radio professional. Go ahead, Corey, back to you.
Here's why you need to call JC Restoration. Any time you experience water damage in your house, whether it be something far out like a tree fall or just a bathtub overflow, if you've got water in your house and your wall materials and insulation and floors are wet, you're on the clock. You've got to get these things properly cleaned and dried. The industry calls it mitigation. You've got to open the ceilings, remove the impacted insulation. You don't have to go nuts. It's not a full demo scope, not yet. You got to get to it quick, get it dry before it does become worse. And by worse, I mean microbial growth. If there's water inside your walls, on the back paper of the drywall, and you don't dry it out properly, it's going to create mold. And then we are going to be into a full demo scope that we do have to go get these materials. And now we're into mold remediation instead of simple water mitigation. So if you can imagine that tree falling or anything happening, it's sudden and it's terrifying, and now you've got property damage. That's why you need to have JC Restoration in your phone book. We're kind of a reactionary company, not somebody you were intending to call. But when it happens, you need to know we've got your back, and that's what JC Restoration is here to do.
Do the listeners call you guys first, or do they call their insurance company first?
Oh, either or. You know, it's if you know it's a claim, it's a good idea to go ahead and get that process started. But the insurance companies aren't going to come out to help mitigate the damage, to extract water, start the drying. So that you need your contractor for, and that's us.
Right away. Okay.
Yeah, Corey, everybody from Mega calls you first. Before the insurance.
Yeah, and a lot of times you may want to consult with your contractor because it may not be a claim. You know, it depends on how bad the damage is, what the deductible's like. So we're always a good first start.
All right, we got to take a break. Again, 15013. I want you to remember those numbers, those five numbers. 15013, we'll be talking about...
You think
about
people are going to stick around to figure out what you're talking
they
about?
They should at the end of the show. We have something very special, 15013, because it's kind of important. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to come back, throw it over to Mike from Lindholm Roofing to talk more about what the storm damage created and how you can remedy and fix your home to get ready for the next storm that I'm sure will be rolling through within the next 30 days. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we go over to Mike, I want you to remember these five numbers. 15013, we'll be talking about it more at the end of the show. Before we throw it to Mike, I need a barometer reading from Don Kleppen because Don left it out at the last one. As everybody knows that listens to the show, I need my barometer reading. Don, what's the barometer reading?
Currently 30.27, stable as a table.
Okay, thank you, Don.
What does that mean to you, David?
That means that the weather is stable and we won't be seeing any major...
No, what does 30.7 mean?
It means it's...
Is it good or bad?
It's great. It's a great number. It's fantastic. It's one of the best numbers that Don has all day.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Don. Nice job. And thanks for rolling up your sleeves on your flannel. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Over to you, Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Corey just explained a tree branch, a gigantic limb, we'll call it. I would say a branch is a branch, and a limb is basically a bigger branch, a branch on steroids. I'll trademark that. And one limb came down, put nine holes in this listener's roof. You see that all the time on a continual basis as well. What is it that you do for our listeners and the calls that you've received and Lindholm has received during the past week of this unbelievable weather we've been experiencing?
We get a lot of emergency calls, just like Corey over here. And oftentimes, if the tree is too large, oftentimes a tree service company is going to come out and remove it, cut it to pieces and remove it. And we'll find the same holes that Corey finds. And oftentimes, if we can't get a crew out right away to do the repairs, we'll put a tarp over the roof or over the portions of the roof to try to keep the water out so that we don't create a mold petri dish, protect the homeowner's valuables in the inside of their home. We'll oftentimes, if we can, do an emergency repair. If we have the shingles, if we know what the shingles are, sometimes we get old customers that say, hey, a tree fell on our house, bring out a bundle or two of this and that, and we'll come out that next day or the day after. These are emergency situations. People want to protect their valuables, their homes.
And there's nothing that you could do if you're sitting in your house in Downers Grove or in Naperville or Northbrook or Glenview or whatever it is, and all of a sudden a storm blows through, you can have the strongest roof possible, and you got 89-mile-an-hour winds coming through, and a tree goes there. I mean, unless you want to cut down all the trees, you know, around your house, and then what you get? You get a neighbor's tree that breaks and flies over and lands on your roof. So these things are unexpected challenges that homeowners and also renters that are living in homes that somebody else owns that no matter how well you try to defend yourself, it's impossible. When a like the storms that we had that ran through this area the past week, there's really nothing you could do except, you know, brace yourself and brace for impact, because it's going to happen no matter how much precaution you've taken. Would you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Although I have to say that a lot of the products that are out there are designed to handle some of these higher winds and such. I've seen trees fall on roofs that didn't do any damage.
Really?
Maybe just the way they fell, just that people got lucky. I've seen 100-mile-an-hour winds that didn't do any damage to roofs, because roofs are designed to withstand up to 110, 130-mile-an-hour winds in some cases. But yes, you do see damages. You can't protect yourself from everything. It's going to happen. Be prepared. Call the insurance. Call the companies to come out and help you to protect your home and your family.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information if you have any questions or concerns. That number is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If you have any pictures of your storm damage that you'd like our experts to look at, go to the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200, and upload all of your photos. Joe, you've been getting calls as well from your existing clients that have had storm damage, wind damage, rain damage. Just, it's been a horrific 10 days in the area weather-wise.
Sure. And like Mike said, you know, we could take care of that emergency problem as well. You do a better job handling the insurance work than we do.
We do.
Right.
You want to elaborate on that?
I don't want to take his airtime.
It's a live radio show.
He's a share bear.
I'm a share bear. My point is that handling the insurance is almost a separate type of business.
Full-time job.
Right.
It's a full-time job.
That's why we refer you, Corey, on all of those damage situations. And you're doing a lot of the storm
damage. We do a lot of insurance jobs, a lot of hail damage, a lot of tree, wind damage. You know, trees don't just fall on the roofs. They fall on the gutters and downspouts, on the siding. They penetrate windows.
Air conditioning condensers.
Right. You know, so there's a lot of damage that's done, a lot of insurance-involved issues. And, yes, we do work with the insurance companies. And oftentimes the insurance company will simply trust our estimate. When we get a huge storm that comes through, they only have so many resources to send people out, adjusters sure. out, to look at the damages. And so they trust us to write up a report, to support it with photos and documents. And oftentimes, that's all it is. And insurance companies will honor the damages that they see on the homeowner's home.
Because you're Lynn Home and that reputation
right.
exists.
Exactly.
That reputation and relationship exists with those adjusters.
Exactly. We are considered a preferred vendor with a lot of different insurance companies.
Right. I'll give you another example. I have to drop two trees in my backyard because they're infected with beetles.
You just got the house.
No, I know. Well, I wanted to drop these and Northbrook won't let me drop them. So I'm like, hey, remember me? Remember those two trees I didn't want? I got to drop them because one's dead. Right, it was on some. It was a white pine. It was some endangered list. So, long story short, they had to come out and drop the tree. Special permits, right? If it's this, you got to get a professional out. Those tree cutting professionals, they're in high demand now. I mean, I had my tree
ready
to be dropped.
Yep, yep.
But you know, they're like, listen, and I'm like, I totally get it, right? I mean, you have 10 days of what we had. I mean, you got to do emergency service. You got to clean up what's out there. And so the reason I bring that up is I have two trees scheduled to come down because they're dead. One's dead and one's dying. But these tree service removers, I use Davy Tree Service, or going to be using Davy Tree Service. They can't come out because they've got their crews cleaning up the mess that's out there. And again, you've got to be patient. And they're working with reputable companies. And the reason I said that was because the city of Northbrook knows Davy's work because they work with Davy. And they're like, if Davy says it's dead, then we trust Davy. But it's a special tree. They got to cut it a certain length, take it to the high school so the high school kids could get this whole thing to do. But like you said, they said, we trust this company. They've been around for a very long time. We've worked with them for a long period of time. We trust their workmanship. We trust what they say. Send us pictures, and you're fine. We don't have to come out because they're busy running around the township looking at other storm damage. They don't have the resources to come out. But that is the point. Working with reputable companies that the municipalities know, and the insurance companies know, and the adjusters know, it'll cut your time in half. Instead of some guy or some gal, Chuck or Jane, in a truck that pulls up, or a storm chaser saying, hey, here's my estimation of the damage. Here's my estimate of the damage. And nobody knows who Chuck or Sally in the truck are. And then it's a whole nother to do. And you typically get lesser workmanship quality than you would if you went directly with a name brand, somebody that you know. 312-981-7200. We got Susie and Glencoe calling in. Once again, the five numbers I want everybody to remember during the show and after this show is 15013. I'll be explaining more at the end of the show. 15013. Those are five very, very special numbers that I want everybody to remember, and we'll go into more detail of what those mean and what those numbers, the significance of those numbers at the end of the show. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to come back, talk about killer wasps that eat cicadas and plant their eggs inside cicadas or something.
And
like
butterflies.
And butterflies. Yeah. We got to talk about, but it always comes back to butterflies.
Exactly.
312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. If you want to see Don Kleppen, he was like a 95-year-old man with circulation challenges last weekend. And we have a video of it. Okay, Brendan made a video of it. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was like a shirt that looked like a flannel shirt, because I'm like, what complete knucklehead is going to be wearing a flannel shirt when it's 95 degrees out and the heat index is like 370?
Listen, I would just like to point out that in this newsroom, it is not the 95 degrees that it is outside, nor the humidity.
But Don, how did you get here?
He wore it here. That's the point. That's the point. No, Don, that's the point A from point B you're missing. He wore it from his wherever he lives.
I understand.
Edgewater to here. It was 90.
Down Lakeshore Drive in a car at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay, it was 82 degrees. It was 92 degrees
in the morning, though.
At 3:30 in the morning.
That's what I'm getting down here. Right. The sun wasn't up yet.
Oh, okay. Sometimes when I wake up, I'm kind of chilly.
95-year-old man with circulation challenges. That's Don Kleppen.
I'm just getting ready for later in life.
My God. You're like 26, for God's sake.
He's getting ready for later in life. He's going to wear socks with sandals.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
now.
No.
He's ready to go. He's got the prunes there with the prune juice.
Come on. This is healthy.
I support Don because once you get here, you're here for a handful of hours, so I'd rather be comfortable for 5 or 6 hours rather than be uncomfortable for the small commute from my place to work.
Thank you, Joe. Stay out of this, okay?
Oh, God forbid common sense prevail on this show.
Right. We're trying to give Don some spotlight here, and here you go jumping in.
We have no room for common sense.
We have no common sense. We don't want common sense.
You consider bashing Don on the radio, giving him the spotlight.
We're not.
It's a spotlight.
A spotlight's a spotlight, Joe. Let's not get specific, okay? Bashing is another man's time in the light, all right? All right, turn your microphones off.
I'm here for you, Don.
We got to show it.
Thank you,
Joe. You guys can hug it out in the 15 degrees newsroom in your flannel shirts. 312-981-7200. Thank you there, Benny, for that. That was great. 312-981-7200. Susie and Glencoe, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Oh,
listen
great.
To your show all the time.
Oh, you're the one. Okay, we found you. We found the listener.
She found you.
She found us. Hey, Susie.
Anyway, my story is we had a lot of major storms, 100-year rains the last couple of years.
Yep.
So I had two claims in at different times. After the second claim, which was a few months ago, my insurance, which was up for renewal, they canceled us. And they claimed that you can't have more than two claims. Well, my agent never told us that, and I had a very good insurance company, I thought, which paid for everything. I would have paid out of pocket.
If you would have known.
Had I known that. So what good is insurance if they cancel you?
Well,
I didn't cause the problem.
Corey, have you heard that before?
Well, I have, unfortunately, and that's, The carrier made a decision there.
We had 200-year rains in 3 weeks of each other, okay? Mm-hmm. So this 100-year rain is not a 100-year rain anymore. And I understand that the insurance company just wants to take your premium and never pay anything out. But how long were you a client of that insurance company, Susie?
Probably 20 years, more.
How many claims prior to the two that you filed recently did you file in those previous 19 years?
I maybe have one other claim.
Okay. So there's your problem, okay? And somebody needs, the government went through the mortgage industry with a colonoscopy tube and cleaned us out, right? And they went through a bunch of other industries and cleaned them out. Mm-hmm. This insurance industry,
that's what I'm saying.
It's wrong.
Could we call a lawyer on this?
Well, sure. I mean, we could call a lawyer and then, they'll talk in circles and we'll never get anything out of it. The challenge is that if Schluter wants to call in or if Levy wants to call in to get some legal advice, mm-hmm. I had two claims before, and I got canceled as well, Susie. And what happened was I went to my best friend's mom, Myra, and she sold insurance, and I had to go with some high-priced insurance company that I paid three times the amount of premium for a couple of years until my insurance profile went back down, and then I was able
right,
to train.
That's what I ended up doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just got in place recently, but and the deductible is huge.
Ridiculous.
You know, before I had like a 20, maybe I think it was a $2,500 deductible, but my problem is my insurance broker at the time, why didn't he advise me? And he lied to me. He said, oh, I told your husband that this could be a problem. Had he said it to my husband, we would have just sucked it up and just did our own, repairs. Why go through that? And he, and I had very good people that came in and cleaned up and
right.
put in. The basement has tile. I mean, they got rid of whatever I had to get rid of.
Well, it's kind of like, I didn't mean to cut you off, Susie, but we got to go to a break. It's kind of like the insurance when you get into a fender bender, okay, right? You either pay
right.
for the $500 or you file a claim, and then, you make it go away, or you file the claim, and then your insurance rates go up. It's the same thing with homeowners insurance. Unfortunately, you've fallen into a high-risk category. Why they didn't tell you? It's wrong. Okay, there should be some type of disclaimer or disclosure that you sign stating that this has been explained to you. Like, we have to sign 40 different disclaimers and pieces of paper when you get a mortgage, the CYA file. The insurance company should be able to do the same. So I'm sorry you're having the challenges that you are. It's wrong. I agree with you. It's disgusting. But we're going to send you Mr. Floor Cleaning product to make you feel a little better. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now we're going to come back after the break and talk about cicada killers after these messages. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to be talking about killer bugs. I just want to tease this next segment. Joe, I almost got into six fights up in Highland Park yesterday. And
Highland Park boys?
Highland Park,
men,
Illinois.
Men? Were you fighting men?
No, they okay. were. They were. It was camp pickup, and I want to get to the bug lady to talk about killer hornets that are planting eggs and cicadas. But we'll talk about that coming out of the next break. Just want to tease everybody that I was almost arrested yesterday, and thank God I did the Highland Park.
There's
police.
No such thing as almost arrested.
Well, yes. With me, there is. 312-981-7200. Thank God I did the Highland Park Police Chief's loan, so I got a connection up there. Janelle, I see cicadas every single day now.
Yep.
They're all over. I live in Northbrook.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the area.
It's August.
It used to be, I thought they would come out in masses, in hordes, in swarms, every 15, 17 years, right?
There are different species and different broods, and there are the 17-year ones that everybody was freaking out about the
right.
beginning of this year. They were like, oh my gosh, it's going to be the plague, and everyone's coming at me. It never even reached us. The 17-year ones were East Coast bugs. They didn't really reach us, but we always have cicadas here in Chicago.
It's an annualized
it's
thing.
It's an
though.
Annual thing.
Okay. How, do they eat mosquitoes? Is there any value other than irrigating? And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to understand what their use is, because they have a very short lifespan. And what's the purpose of them?
They feed other creatures. So birds eat them and other insects eat them, like cicada killer wasps. And I know you've been saying they're killer hornets or killer wasps. Don't be confused by their names. They are actually really, really docile.
Oh,
these
go.
Are the huge
oh, they're
guys.
Very nice, Joe. You should rate them as
she's
pets.
She's got scorpions in her
oh,
bedroom.
Yeah, yeah,
no, I don't.
What do you have? Oh, cockroaches.
No, they're not in my bedroom.
Where are they?
They're in my art studio.
The Madagascar
yeah,
hissing cockroaches.
They're not the filth roaches. Let's make that clear. But anyways, let's
oh,
not
they're the clean roaches, Joe.
Oh, they're docile roaches.
Yeah, well,
and
yeah.
They're in her art room, not in her bedroom, which is right next to her bedroom, which is in her apartment, which is still disgusting.
Yeah, listen, it's docile. For the kids, okay? It's for the kids.
Yeah, sure.
Keep for the yourself. Kids. How many kids live in your apartment?
None, but...
Don't go any deeper.
But no, okay, I'm like, my brain's all over the place.
Killer wasps.
Well, first of all, I want to say tomorrow for the kids, Bugapalooza is happening at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum in Lincoln Park. I will personally be there with my two other bug girls. We're hosting a make and take bug craft workshop, and it's for the kids. It's awesome. Kids love bugs. And
are you going to bring your pet cockroaches?
Not this time, but we're doing lots of cute little craft things. So, there will be a bug buffet.
Where is it at?
The Nature Museum in Lincoln Park.
Across from, right off of Fullerton.
Right by Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah, off of Fullerton. Right. And I lived right there at 2800 Lakeshore Drive.
Cannon?
Cannon. Cannon. Thank you. Cannon, right across from the Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah, so if you got kids or grandkids that love bugs and nature, bring them on out tomorrow. It'll start at noon.
You do a lot with the kids.
We do a lot for kids. Like, Rose is a family company. Like, there's a million grandkids that the Dolds have. So, like, this is what we base our business off of. Family, pet-friendly philosophies, like, educational fun, really. But back to the cicada killers, because I know you're super itching to hear about these things. So every August we see these cicadas, right? And every August you'll start to see these giant wasps appear, and they're like 2 inches long. They're a little darker than normal wasps. They're mostly black. They do have some darker yellow stripes on them, and their wings are more of like a brownish color. But it's the females that you'll see out and about. They live underground. They're solitary. They don't live in nests or colonies like hornets do or like honeybees do. They're solitary. And what they do is they plant their eggs inside of cicadas' bodies and then bury them underground. And then they overwinter underground. And the next spring...
And you call that docile?
Oh, yeah. Nothing to worry about.
You plant your eggs inside of something?
And then they pick them up and bury them. Oh, yeah. These are... Invite them to dinner.
Something's wrong with you.
You can literally hold them in your hand. Mm-hmm.
You're out of your mind.
And you said you wouldn't need anything out of my pocket. You
So the wasp buries the cicada.
Yes. And then the following year, after the spring thaw, the larva emerges, feeds on the cicada body. That's its first meal. And then
did you ever watch a vampire movie?
All the time. Yeah.
That's a shock.
Are they docile?
You know, they're pretty sleek. They're slick.
I told you, David.
Especially, she is not right.
When cicadas go underground, how deep do they go?
So cicadas, I just learned this.
How did you learn it?
Shut up, Joe. Whatever. So I don't know everything, you guys. I have to look things up, too. Cicadas live underground about 2.5 meters deep. But cicada killer wasps will only go 6 to 10 inches deep. So it's a timing thing. As cicadas emerge and they're coming up from the soil, cicada killers will go down a little bit, and that's how the whole cycle happens.
I think you should know that that's not the first time Shut Up Joe was said on his radio show.
You know I love you. We'll talk about butterflies soon.
All right. Oh, God. So you got this
wasp that
plants its eggs,
yeah.
Then picks up the cicada
in somebody else's body,
right, and buries it.
Yep.
But it's docile.
But they're docile.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And they're totally loners. Mm-hmm.
It's totally fine.
They're loner dociles. There's nothing wrong with that.
Now I will
go home
say,
and pet
like,
my cockroach.
I will say, like, they are a nuisance and they can do some damage, like unearthing paver stones and things like that. So if you do have them, and if you start to see holes around
your yard, don't
mess with them. Call a professional. We can absolutely treat them.
312-981-7200 is the MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. We're wide open here. We are here to help you with anything that you got. Remember, 15013. We'll be talking about what those numbers signify at the end of the show. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. WGM. 312-981-7200. That's the quality of show that you get here at Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song as for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you
on
know
John
I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
Do you know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John Records Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
You have no idea. We've got therapists waiting in the other room.
We have 17 Facebook viewers.
I love therapists. Yeah. I blogged about my...
Hey, Janelle, listener is asking you a question.
Okay.
Why wasn't the butterfly allowed in the dance?
What the heck does that mean?
It's a joke.
You're going to Google it like you don't know again? why wasn't the butterfly allowed in the dance?
I don't know, Joe. What's the answer?
Because, Janelle, it was a mothball.
Oh, you're the best.
Thank you.
Did you know that she was out with John Records Landecker earlier this week?
She told me three times in the elevator.
Yeah. No, I did not.
John Records Landecker. 312-981-7200. And she saved it to the 11 o'clock hour. The over-under dropping the John Records Landecker was 11:30. So if you took the under, cash your ticket now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. As promised, I almost got into a couple of brawls yesterday. It was camp pickup in Highland Park, and where the buses come. And the grandparents who haven't seen their grandkids in like 4 whole weeks stop in the middle of a row. And as I'm carrying 50 to 80 pound bags, because God forbid my kids go away with not everything in their room, right? Oh my God, Johnny, it's so good to see you. I'm like, hey, there's 14 cars behind you and I'm carrying 80 pounds here. Can we move it along? So I'm like in no mood, right? It's hot. I'm in no mood. And I'm pulling out. These kids are walking. These parents are walking, not paying attention. Then I go to get out. Like, I'm excited to get out. I put all the stuff in my wife's car. I drove separate to go back to work. This lady's parked behind a bus. There's 15 parking spots to the left here. This lady pulls up, blocks the entire exit thing. So I give it a little toot. Doesn't move. So now I'm upset. Right, because I got people to save, Mike with loans. So I pull right up until my sensors go off in my bumpers, right? Because I got bumper sensors. I'm like about a quarter millimeter away from her bumper, and I'm just like, "Hey, can we make a little room here?" Right. So instead of pulling to one of the spots, what does she do? She pulls up about 3 feet, Joe, just to let the car go by. Mm-hmm. So I was like on full alert. This is a reason I told my wife we go to camp and spend the 3 hours to pick my daughters up from camp. So I don't have to have that stress in my life.
You're an angry man.
I'm a very calm man, but when I'm around stupid people,
which is most of the time,
which have got no common sense for anybody else, it's like, hey, just make a lane. So the people that want to get back to work, instead of so you can wait to see little Johnny and Susie, who we haven't seen in a whole 4 weeks.
Why are you taking it on them? Like, it's an emotional problem.
I'm just saying, Johnny and Susie are just you generic names that you've seen 400 pictures of your kids, because God forbid that they don't post pictures. My kid wasn't in any pictures last night. What's going on?
Wow, you've got a real...
Oh, God, I'm very angry. 312-981.
It's one of his triggers.
7200.
He'll talk about it in therapy.
He doesn't like kids or grandparents.
I love kids. I don't like grandparents that stop when there's 17 cars behind them. 312-981-7200. Let's talk about basement flooding, because in addition to all of this rain, and we're going to get back to the cicadas, because somebody in Iowa just sent the picture of the cicada, which I want you to see during the next break.
Cool.
All excited, very cool about their first cicada.
Yes.
Wait until the wasp drops their eggs there and they drill it down. You won't think it's so cool there, farmer boy. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's talk about this water. Ton of water. I talked to Roy. I talked to Laura this week. They've been unbelievably inundated with phone calls, with our listeners calling them at PermaSeal to get their basements fixed, even though we've been saying forever, if it leaked the last rainstorm, when we get one of these nor'easters that blew through last week, you're going to be worse off. How many calls like that did you guys get this week?
Oh, tons. Phone's been ringing off the hook, and that's... It's pretty common to follow a storm, but boy, it's just been such a wild year that there have been emergencies nonstop. I don't know the exact count for the storm this last weekend, but it was definitely a few dozen. They just haven't stopped. I mean, JC Restoration, I think, has performed over 1,000 jobs already this year. I mean, so we're big. We're the real deal, but believe me, we can take on more. Our guys and our crews are working constantly, and I mean right now. And I mean, like, we can look at buildings out these windows and point out places we're working, because emergencies happen, water damages happen. JC Restoration is always open every day of the year. You call our number, you will always reach a manager. It could be Christmas Eve, New Year's Day. It doesn't matter. We're open. We're here for you. Again, you're not thinking, oh, next summer maybe I'll have a fire and can get some great restoration work from JCR. It's like, you may not be expecting us or to need our industry, but if something happens, any kind of property damage event, whether it's storm-related or the overflowed toilet or, worst-case scenario, a structure fire, that's what we're here to do. Like us on Facebook. Save our number. If you need us, we've got your back. We are here to help.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
What does the rain do with the bugs?
Oh my gosh, it makes everything explode out of control. Are you kidding me? That's like the humidity, the heat, all the rain. That's a perfect recipe for all insect populations to thrive.
Because they get flooded out of their dens is what I've learned from you.
Yeah, the ants, they'll get flooded out of their colonies. Mosquitoes only need the amount of water that'll fit inside of a pop bottle cap to breed. So does Joe.
It's ironic. That's something that Joe...
You said the same thing last time with a thimble. All right, so I was glad when you couldn't say thimble. And you said the same thing about a thimble.
So it still works.
Only have one joke.
Do you know what I'm saying? Don Kleppen's laughing in his flannel shirt in the newsroom. Don't worry about it. It doesn't matter.
You said the same thing with a thimble, so now I'm really confused.
This rain has definitely caused a lot of issues. I mean, just last time I was on the show, we were talking about moisture pests, springtails, and even silverfish are out of control right now, too. But we're coming into stinging insect season, into the fall here. So not just these cicada killer wasps, which are the giant ones, but you got yellow jackets creeping up into eaves and getting into attics and stuff. And they're going to be out with apple orchards around us, too, coming. You know, it's going to be harvest season. So that's like... yellow jacket season too.
And you've got the bees and the wasps, I don't know which one, that burrow into the playground furniture, into the wood.
Oh, those carpenter bees.
Please talk about that, because that's going to be coming. This is the time of year where that happens as well, and the kids go out, and then there's bees, and you try to swat them away, but there's, you know, they've got a bunch of friends behind them.
Yeah.
And is that a DIY project?
No. Wasps are very aggressive. They're not like honeybees. Honeybees and the cicada killer wasps are very docile. Wasps are a totally different story. They're very aggressive. They are predatorial. They will sting repeatedly. Their stingers do not break off inside of your body. They can literally attack you over and over and over. So if you've got kids playing outside, that's a health risk. And if you've had a history with like paper wasp nests, building nests all over the eaves of your house, we have a solution for that.
All right. Yeah, don't mess with wasps.
No. You guys took care of my paper wasp that was probably 2.5 feet giant.
Holy crap.
Yeah. And it was right in a little decorative tree.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to kill it first and then come back and pick it up.
Yep,
and that's the technical term, Joe. Holy crap. You fall under the holy crap category, which is bad.
It's a different price structure.
You're listening. Right, when you get to the holy crap category, it's triple. All right, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Again, the numbers that I want you to remember, 15013. I will explain what the significance of those five numbers are at the end of the show, so please tune in. 15013. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200 is AmericaPro's call, text, and photo line. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Remember, 15013, I will talk about the significance and the importance of those five numbers at the end of the show. We have a special thing at the end of the show that we're going to be playing and doing has to do with those five numbers, 15013. Never forget those numbers. A special shout out to my good friend, Police Chief Buffalo Grove, Steve Castevens. He's taking one of his 400 vacation days out in Martha's Vineyard. He's hanging out with Police Chief Eric Blake, who is a police chief out there out in Vineyard someplace. I don't know. I got all these police chiefs, Mike. So you're looking at me like, what's this got to do with anything? If I want to go on a crime spree, I got my bases covered, right? There you go. 312-981-7200. Roof inspections. You have done probably close to 100 roof inspections for listeners of the show. Sometimes, Joe, Mike's
while
done
he's
roof
on the
inspections
show.
While calling. He's been on the roof, called into the show while on the roof of the home, of the listener's home.
You're better on this show when you're on somebody else's roof.
I'll take that as a compliment.
You should.
With the listener next to him.
Remember
on the roof.
It was... How windy it was!
I remember that day.
You guys could hear the wind through the phone. Yeah,
we thought we were going to lose a listener because she didn't sound like she had a good bass there, and I thought she was going to get blown off the roof. Mm-hmm. But it had something to do with.
That was that masonry.
It was
that
masonry. Was
the masonry
on the exterior perimeter, of the parapet wall on the outside perimeter. Yep. It was getting in. The water was getting in, and we found the cracks, and I showed them to her. And didn't you send
We did.
You took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Talk about what a typical roof inspection is when you climb up on a roof, right, whether a flat roof or a pitched roof or a multifaceted roof, if it's got different type of angles on it, what are you looking for as you're climbing onto that roof? And most, and would you advise our listeners, again, we always have the do-it-yourself angle. Is that something that you would advise our listeners to climb up on their roofs to do?
No. They're going to, it's not an easy task. You have to know what you're looking for. You don't want to slip and fall. There's certain ways you got to climb and things you need to do to tie off your ladder. Make sure your ladder's not going to slip out from under you. There's so many different dangers involved. But the bottom line is when I go up on a roof, I'm looking for damages, age, wear. I'm looking for issues that may create problems on the inside of the house. In the particular case that I want to talk about now, I went out there on a real estate inspection. Lady was getting ready to put her house on the market. She knows that a real estate inspection is part of the process. She wants to feel confident that when that time comes, that she wants to know what to expect. So I go up on this roof. It's a 10-year-old roof. She didn't need a new roof. She had a couple of nail heads that were exposed, that caulk had worn off. She had a chimney flashing. It was slightly pulling away from the chimney. A couple of shingles that were either damaged by a falling branch or a squirrel scratching away at it. We took care of it. You know, an easy $300-$500 repair that now she goes into the market with confidence that her roof is going to pass inspection when the inspection process occurs.
Sure. I had the same thing happen when I sold my house. Okay, they came out, walked the roof. How many times have I been on my roof in the 18 years I own the house?
I hope none.
Zero. Okay, because I know if I was on top of the roof, I'd be at Glenbrook Hospital after falling off my roof, right? Because there's no shot. This body wasn't made. This body was made to lift things short distances and drive, not to run, but walk, not to climb onto roofs. Okay, so I know my. What are you looking at?
I was just thinking your commercial. I don't listen to what you were saying. Your commercial property. Mike helped you with that one as well.
He when we were going to sell the property on Randolph, my old partner and I, the buyer wanted us to replace the roof. I'm sure he did. Sure, why not? $40,000 to replace. He wanted a credit. So it was, I remember, it was like February or March.
It was cold.
Mm-hmm. It was a gray Chicago day. Wind was coming off the lake. It was freezing up there. We went up the back steps inside the building, right? And the walls were 3 feet high, so good enough in case my fatness got blown to the edge. Mike could have caught me before I went over. Three-story building. But you walked and you're like, there's nothing wrong with this roof. There's nothing. Okay, you need a little paint there, right?
A little silver coat there, a little caulk here. Mm-hmm. It didn't need to be replaced. There are times when we go up on roofs and they do need to be replaced, or it is going to become a negotiating issue in the real estate process. But that's what we do. We do inspections. Now, if we're asked to do an inspection for the purpose of a real estate transaction, in other words, to follow up with a written report and photos to support, then there is usually a charge for that. But if we're going out there to give someone an inspection, to see if they need anything, and to give them a simple quote to have things done, then that's a free inspection, a free quote, and we're more than willing to do that.
I thought I had a leak in my old house in my screened-in porch. I called up Lindemann. I called up Lindholm. I called up Lindholm. Mr. Lindholm came out, looked at my roof, and said, well, you know, he brought the ladder out, right? 70-year-old man, okay? Schlepped the ladder out, climbs up on my roof. He's like, your roof is fine. There's nothing wrong here. You don't need anything. I'm like, okay. Turns out it was a beehive, hello, inside. Corey came out and inspected it for mold.
Both of you.
I thought it was
mold. Where was I?
You weren't around yet. No. It was literally about 8 years ago. So I called up Lindholm. You guys said, Mr. Lindholm came out and said, you're fine. Corey came out and said, there's no mold back there, even though it was secreting a black, because it was honey.
Yeah.
We ripped it open. There's a honeycomb 36 to 40 inches in length.
Wow.
Okay. Then when I went to go sell the house, the buyers thought there was mold, called Corey up. Corey, explain.
Yeah. Came out for a consultation, being that I knew the history of it, was able to say, hey, I know the history here. This wasn't a water damage thing. It wasn't a roof thing. We just kind of explained it.
And it was because, Joe, as you know...
What were they looking at, Corey? What would...
It was black.
It was black.
It needed repair, and I made recommendations. It needed repair, like, cosmetically. Right. You can restain the wood, you can paint the ceiling, but there was a wood panel ceiling in there that was discolored. Mm. Looked like water damage, but it's like, no, this was from the bees, there wasn't a leak, and now it's permanently discolored. It needs a little bit of repair.
And I wasn't going to rip it out, right? I'm just like, listen, you want to... It's perfectly fine. It just looked like it was mold. It scared me, because my kids were always in there, right? I'm just like, listen, there's nothing wrong with this. Corey came out... You know, talked to him on the phone for 17 hours and, you know, gave him the...
he does talk a lot.
The seal of approval. No, but they had a lot of questions.
Got the deal done.
Sold my home, right? And I didn't have mold. But again, going back to your point, I had a roof inspection. I had two roof inspections from you guys. There was nothing wrong. One of them had Corey come out to back up that I didn't have any mold, because I didn't know what it was. And then it turns out to be, Janelle, which I didn't know you back then, it was a 36 to 48 inch honeycomb where the bees got in, and it was secreting the
bee vomit,
the bee, okay, or honey.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What is it with you?
Yeah, I don't know. She's off. She's not right.
I thought it was poo-poo, to tell you the truth.
Did you have a beekeeper come and collect them?
No, it was they had already vacated the area.
Oh, it was just the remains.
Is it vomit?
Okay. Yeah. Huh.
Okay. All you kids out there eating your
nutritious and delicious.
Yeah, your grilled cheese sandwiches and macaroni and cheese. You could send your emails to Janelle Iacino at Rose Pest Solution.
We don't kill honeybees. We love honeybees, by the way. We have a lot of local beekeepers we work with. So.
We're going to come back with a question for Joe. We had a text message sending a picture.
No, there's a... Did you read this one? How much this guy likes
me? Yeah, we're going to get to that, too. And also, a special shout-out to Police Chief Eric Blake that's housing Steve Cass Stevens. I check your bourbon closet before he leaves. Just make it a recommendation. The man's got a... He's got a propensity to... take bourbon bottles out of people's homes.
He's not welcome in my home.
No,
ever.
No, he's fine. Or suites at the United Center.
I have a lot of
bourbon. That's a whole other story. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And Gabby from Iowa, I did not realize that you sent in a picture of a killer,
cicada killer wasp riding a cicada.
That's awesome.
She got it in action.
It wasn't just a cicada. I didn't see the wasp.
Is that like a search for you?
That is so cool.
It's one of the key phrases.
Nice job, Gabby.
Like, some people search other things, but you search.
You don't want to see her. Let it go, Joe. We're going to break. I don't want to get kicked off the air. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. There's some dark things going.
I'm just
going.
Saying, is
let
there
it
a
go.
Thing like bugs doing
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back.
An oldie but a hoodie.
An oldie but a hoodie. Okay.
I'm loving your jokes today.
You are not.
Yeah, you're the only one. 312-981-7200. Yeah.
So
you said shut up, Joe.
Well, okay. That's okay.
Remember 15013. We'll talk more about that later in the show. 15013 and the significance behind those five digits. MegaPro's Joe Ron, a loyal listener, texted in last week, sent a picture as well last week. Even though you were off, we forwarded it to both a texter by the name of Ron, it said.
Okay.
Sent in a picture, rotten fascia with an electrical mast challenge.
Yes.
And you were able to help that listener. And that just goes to show you, when our listeners send in pictures, like Gabby, of a hornet riding and planting its eggs in a cicada, we talk about it, and there's call to action. So what did you do to help that listener out and overcome that fascia? What's a fascia in the first place?
The wide board that faces out.
Of the...
Oh, I'm sorry, at your roofline.
Roofline.
Right.
Okay, so...
So your masthead, when you have overhead electrical service, comes in from above. That pipe that the electric enters on was fastened to the fascia. That pipe... is fastened to rotten wood at this point. Mm. But the problem is, Dave, is that that's what I love about what we do, is that you need an electrician there, you need a ComEd there, and you need a carpenter, right? So our electrician was able to take a look at it, say exactly what had to be done. He can handle that part of it, but you still need a disconnect from ComEd. So that had to be coordinated as well. I guess my point is that We told the lady exactly. Her name was Patricia, not Ron.
Oh, it says Ron. I'm sorry.
Who said Ron?
I don't know. That's what somebody sent in. That's what I have on the sheet here.
Well, I...
Well, maybe somebody changed it to protect Patricia's name.
I talked to a very nice lady, and I really liked her.
Blew it out there. Okay, so maybe...
Nobody cares about first names.
Maybe Patricia didn't want to be noticed that her facial was...
That would be true about last names, not first names.
Okay,
so just roll with it. How many Patricias are out there?
As if anybody's going to know about it.
Whatever, Ron. But my point is that we told her exactly what would have to happen, right? So you wouldn't know who to start with, right? We told her what would happen, and my electrician was taking care of a piece of it. She calls ComEd. She set up an appointment, and then we can coordinate around it. You don't have to use Mega, but we can help you get the resources you need. And that's what I think everybody here can do, mm-hmm. right? So you can tell people exactly what a roof inspector should like, right?
Exactly.
But you're not here to sell them anything. We can help coordinate what you need.
312-981-7200. Well, thanks for that. And we got
it's kind of a show plug, if you will.
No, you did good.
Well, I'm tired of people saying this is an infomercial.
You focus on the positive and forget about the negative.
Oh, We've got. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm having a bad day. Chris from Huntley. I'm powering through. You never know it, but I'm powering through. Chris from Huntley, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Great. You've got a hornet net question, comment, concern?
Yeah. So I've got this hornet's nest, probably bigger than a basketball, up on my eave of my roof. I'm right under the soffit. Mm-hmm. Can I just leave it alone till it freezes over and then knock it down? Or?
Nope. Because they will re-inhabit those, and especially if it's attached to the house, they could penetrate the interiors of the house once it gets cooler, because they will want to seek shelter and warmth once the temperatures drop. And those are one of the most aggressive types of wasps we see. They're called bald-faced hornets. They're white and black. I pulled open one of those nests on WGN once. It was fascinating to see what it looked like on the inside. But they are very aggressive. They're not a DIY pest. And if you don't do something about it, you might be living with them inside your living areas.
You live close to Huntley, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Chris, I'm going to put you on hold. Janelle will reach out to you and take care of you, okay,
no,
buddy?
We're going to send you with a can of Raid.
Yeah, Mr.
No,
Floor
that cleaner. Is not, that's not a Raid job.
I lit a can of Raid on fire one time try to burn
this
that.
This is why you're not in pest control.
That's why you have third-degree burns on your right arm. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's why he's always wearing long-sleeved shirts on his right arm. 312-981-7200 is a Beggar Pro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break, but first, Chief Blake, I would still check the... I got a text message here saying from Cass Stevens, I brought these two bottles that he took from the other house he was at yesterday. So he's going to be raiding your liquor cabinet to take the two more bottles.
Are you supposed to say this about the chief of the police?
Yes, he doesn't care. He's always on vacation anyway. Right. 312-981-7200. Remember, the five digits that we'll be talking about in about an hour. 15013. I don't want you to forget those numbers. They're very important numbers. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's America Pro's call and text line. 630, thank you for the kind words. You're spot on. Again, the numbers that we will explain at the end of the show that I want everybody to remember today and after the show is 15013, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Those wasp nests
yep.
are not something to play around with.
No, don't take Joe's advice.
It wasn't so much advice,
oh,
but a
good.
Caution.
Okay.
I actually did it, though. I stood on my balcony and
yeah,
nailed it.
You know,
and then I had to start it on fire to burn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he called the
it wasn't
Algonquin
a
Fire
good
Department.
Sunday morning.
Wasps are not a DIY pest in general. I mean, they can do a lot of damage. They can really hurt you, and you might not even know that you're allergic to them until you get stung, you know? So,
but they come after you.
They will. Mm. They will. They will follow you. It's scary.
Especially when you're trying to burn them out.
Yeah.
And then you catch the side of your house on fire.
Yeah. I thought it would work. And
I do want to mention, too, that we have 11 branch offices. We cover a lot of territory. We're not just in Chicagoland, even though that's been our headquarters since the early 1900s. But we have branches all throughout the state of Indiana, and we service Southwest Michigan all the way down to Louisville, Kentucky. So for any listeners who are in Northwest Indiana or Indianapolis even, we got you.
It might be called something different.
We are called Franklin Pest Solutions in Indiana.
She told John Rickard.
1900
She said that on John Rickard Landecker's show. She just... Yeah, you know, John's show. And the other show, she dropped it earlier, too.
Dave, would you listen to what's happening here? All right. Rose Pest Solution is called Franklin in Indiana.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, so for everybody in Indiana, we have a 312 number here for Rose Pest. I noticed a disturbing lack of insects in the past couple of summers. I am sitting...
I'm in the city.
I'm in the city. Thank you. I'm in the city, but I live at the edge of a forest preserve. At night around lights... You'd see a swarm of flying insects and moths, June bugs, etc. I just don't seem to see the amount of bugs like that anymore. Any thought into this? Is this a good sign or a bad sign?
You know, it's interesting, and I cannot believe that they're not seeing bugs near a forest preserve, especially like with mosquitoes. I mean, that's crazy to me. But I live in the city. I also...
What's your address?
I'm not telling you. Okay. but we have had one of had one of the buggiest summers we've ever seen, and it's because of the extreme weather. But I think that a lot of populations of flying insects were impacted. Like Joe and I were talking about the butterfly populations being a little bit decreased this year because of Texas having some freezing weather.
Right,
And so
it changes the pattern.
Yeah, we've had so much extreme weather that's why things are kind of disrupted and weird this year.
So if this listener wants bugs, have her go to McGregor, Minnesota.
Oh,
you can't even see.
Cut them.
I mean, it's
you just, can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
It's there's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah,
Dave. I told you
she's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found
you
it.
You said
yet.
Yum.
I was kidding. Come on.
What are they doing on the East Coast with cicadas?
I don't have friends out there. I don't know.
But you told what?
Oh.
They're eating them.
Yeah. No. I mean, it is a great food
recipes.
Yeah, it's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
There's no shot.
Get creative with bug ingredients.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. You were mentioning transferring over to Corey real quick about an award that Warner Cruz, the owner of your fine establishment, just received. Why don't you shed a little spotlight on Warner, our good friend Warner Cruz?
Yeah, our good friend Warner Cruz and my boss, we were talking about you off air, now we're going to talk about you on air. So Warner is the president of JC Restoration. JC Restoration was founded 39 years ago by Jose and Martha Cruz. That's the JC, Jose Cruz. They built this business out of their family garage. Warner's been at the helm for about the last 20 years, give or take. And Warner's a great man. And this is a great business with the core values of JC Restoration being about the people within the organization, our customers. And we really do have a delightful team culture. So we're so busy in Chicago this year. So busy. All these storms, massive losses, tons of customers in needs, and we're just plugging away. And Warner kind of quietly left for Tampa for the RIA convention, which is the Restoration Institute Association. So 2 weeks ago, I have lunch with Warner, and we're doing a global leadership summit at JC Restoration. Now, this is a leadership summit where Warner's brought all of his managers and every employee in, and it's broadcast in both English and Spanish. But I had to have a chance with Warner and ask him about his Tampa trip. So he's at this huge convention for restoration. This is an international organization, and he was on the stage presenting for, quote, and again, he's pretty humble and bashful, so he did not know I was going to say this, but he was presenting for Titans of Restoration, which is a really great honor for him and for us, but kind of lets you know, hey, this is what the industry outside of Chicago thinks of our little family business here in Chicago, that we are looked at across the rest of the world and the country as a titan in this industry. And it's not because we're the biggest. We're not the biggest, but we are the best. We truly are one of the best. We're just here in Chicago. It's just really neat to see the kind of the appreciation we get outside of our market. But hey, this is our market. We're here for Chicago. If you ever need anything property damage related, please call JC Restoration.
Local family owned minority business. And he took it to the next level, moved it to the warehouse in Rolling Meadows.
Yep.
Right down the street from Portillo's. Not any importance, but you could always get a double cheeseburger before going to your shop with some fries and of course, a Diet Coke. You should need a Diet Coke.
Don't say cheeseburger to me or Janelle.
I'm starving right now.
That's fighting words.
Stop it.
But a local guy took it to the next level from his parents out of the garage into this warehouse. Local minority-owned business run by a man who is dedicated to taking care of his employees and taking care of, just as important, to his clients. And that's what it's all about. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You guys, I'm all over social media, Joe.
You're a big star.
I'm in my own mind. Mm-hmm. So you can follow me. I think it's David Hochberg on Instagram.
I think it is.
Okay.
You've seen this?
Oh yeah, I follow him.
Car Crash or whatever it's called.
No, listen, I'm doing a national podcast. We're breaking out a national podcast.
You've seen this train wreck?
No, it's fine. It's fine. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're doing a national podcast about mortgages. You know, we try to keep it focused on the experts in studio during the show. So we're going to do a whole nationwide podcast with Team Hochberg and Lower.com, which is the parent company of where I work. Technically, nobody knows what it is.
Yeah, I can't wait for somebody in California to watch MegaPros.
Oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
Why?
Because there's a lot of information out there that people want to know about mortgages that we don't want to cover during the show.
No, so I know.
I'm going to do it on a podcast. And you don't have to listen if you don't want to. Actually, I'm gonna block
downloading
it.
You want me?
I'm gonna specifically. I want you in many ways, but not on my podcast. 312-981-7200. I was gonna read your nice text.
Okay.
All right. 708. I just made an appointment with MegaPros to come to see about enlarging my shower to better accommodate my disabled son. My condo is less than 2 years old, so everything is new. So hoping we can get the shower enlarged because it seems like there's space for that. Pretty excited since I listen to MegaPros Joe and WGN on Home Sweet Home Chicago, Janelle, not the John Records Landecker show.
You didn't finish. Oh, my gosh.
And he sounds like such a nice guy. I wasn't done. He sounds like a nice guy.
Right.
So obviously this listener is hearing impaired.
I know.
But that's a whole other story for another day.
It sounds like the listener knows exactly what was going on.
But what can you possibly do in a new condo with
I think what the listener is saying is
enlarging the shower.
Yeah, and not disturbing the rest of the 2-year-old bathroom. We could do that.
You could do that easily?
Mm-hmm.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Going into the winter, Mike, what should our listeners be concerned about going into the winter with their... They know they have roofing challenges. They know they haven't done anything on their roof for 25, 30 years, which is a typical, depending upon the shingles, which I've learned from you, right? You've got 10-year-old shingles up to 30-year-old shingles. If you want to pay more, the shingles will last longer because of the grain type on the shingles. How am I doing? Pretty good.
You're good. You're good.
Pretty good.
The manufacturer of the shingles, the thickness, the durability, the ingredients that they use.
But if our listeners start seeing fading on their roof and water spots on the inside of their house, that's a true indication that you have roofing challenges and you have a leak somewhere. Would that be a safe assumption?
That's a good assumption, especially with stains on the inside. Just because a roof might be fading or discolored doesn't always necessarily mean it's in need of replacement. But when you start seeing stains on the inside, that's the telltale.
How easy of a fix, and what is the typical remedy to something like that? Is it a full roof tear out? Can you do sections if there were sections that were messed up? How do you evaluate what needs to be done?
You can always do repairs with rare exception. If something's 30 years old, if a roof is 30 years old, it's probably seen its better days. It's probably on its last legs for sure. Can you do a section if you had to? Could you do a repair? More than likely if you had to, but any amount of repair or sometimes section repairs or replacement, it's going to be thrown in the garbage in the near future. Mm-hmm. So be mindful of that before you just spend $800, $900 or $2,000-$3,000 on a roof that might be $15,000 if you replaced it all, because that $800 or $900 or that $2,000 repair is going to be thrown in the garbage when you do the whole thing over.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Last time Pete was in, Corey, he was and we had a caller. You might have been on that show, that a caller called into the show who had a fire that Pete had just been to the house. It was his birthday. I remember this.
I was on the show.
You were on the show, too.
I remember.
The guy went out. Okay. Forget about you, Mike. Janelle remembers.
Was I here, Janelle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then you've got bad memory, and she's got better memory. So,
better on the show?
I like
Pete
everyone.
Or Corey?
Yeah, who? We need an answer. It's Pete's birthday
now. I don't think that's fair.
No, who cares about
being fair?
I have a sister named Janelle.
You do?
Yeah, so do you like me the most now?
All right, God, where are we going? Okay. Focus, for the love of God. Get the ADD medication. All of you. Three, break another pill into thirds, and let's focus to get through the last half hour. So here, if a caller went out for his birthday.
Yep.
He had a pet in the house.
Yep.
Came back from his birthday. The fire trucks were there. Called you guys up immediately. Pete went out to the house, whose birthday's today. Happy birthday, Pete Marrero.
Happy birthday, Pete.
He's a Leo, too. Mine's next week.
Okay, here we go. Again, take the
I guess you like
pill.
Pete more. Okay.
I got to get through 33 minutes. Let's focus. My God, she's like all over the... You know, there's butterflies.
It's my birthday next week.
I know. That's my birthday. It's my birthday Christmas. Okay, so great. Nobody cares. Okay, so... Now, I need like a third of that pill because I'm all over the place. But how many calls like that do you get? I went out. This guy was his birthday. Mm-hmm. And then you come back. I went out. I dropped the kids off at you know, for a play date. I went out for a drink with a buddy. I went out to play bowling. You know, I had my bowling league. I come back. My house is gone. And it's completely inflamed. And here's the fire trucks. How many calls like that are you getting on a weekly basis?
We get those calls all the time. And it's, there's been a lot of scenarios of, there's fires can start from a lot of ways, but that is exactly who we are. We meet with those folks the day of the fire. It's the fire departments reap for us a lot, too. In fact, the Palatine Fire Department had a fire at their fire station. Who'd they call? JC Restoration.
No way.
Oh, you bet.
Wow.
What? Yeah, wow. You absolutely see. So fire departments, they come, they save the lives first, and then they'll save some property second. But sometimes saving property means you got to pour 1 million gallons of water on it, which can create a lot of damage, but the structure doesn't burn to the ground. And that's immediately when JC Restoration gets involved. So I've stood in the street with numerous families in tears, have lost everything, but it's a process, and we work through it together. I've also been there when we hand over the keys and they're moving into a beautifully restored, up to code home. But real quick, let me segue on that lost scenario, because I've seen this one before with pets, dogs specifically. I've seen dogs jump up on a stove while the owners are out of town and with their paws turn the stove on. Like there's a box or something on there.
That's a circus dog.
Well, you know, I did a loss in, I think, Evanston, where... It was a top floor of an apartment building. There was a pizza on the stove. The dog jumped up to get the pizza, turned the stove on, set the pizza box on fire. 130 apartments, water damage.
Oh, my God.
Sprinkler head goes off. It puts the fire out. Just a little bit of fire damage in that kitchen. Water drained all the way through the tower.
Oh, my God. What type of pizza was it?
You know.
Yeah, you had me when you said
burn. Now?
Nobody asked that question the whole time.
Burn.
Wow.
Wow.
Here, I have two things.
You what had type me of pizza?
And is the dog okay?
The dog is fine.
All right. So now get to the pizza. Next time you're on, I want to know what type of pizza it was.
Oh, I wouldn't want that.
Inquiring minds want to know.
He started 312-981-7200.
Never had that question, did you? See? I'm starving here. 312-981-7200. You listen to the MegaPros. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Remember the numbers, 15013. We'll explain in about 23 minutes. You listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. Over to Bob Kessler for an updated barometer reading. Bob?
Barometric pressure at this time, 30.29 and rising. Mm-hmm. That means the fair weather we're experiencing should stick around.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. We all know that.
Well,
I love
Bob gave an explanation of what we were...
I know. Well, he fell down the...
he's a weather guy.
...a couple of weeks ago, but now he's redeeming himself.
So. I wouldn't go so far to say I'm a weather guy, but I can, you know,
Bob, stay in your lane. If you want to be, if we call you a weather
you
guy,
you know what you're talking like, about. That's all it takes on
Bob,
this show.
Bob, you get paid extra if you're a weather guy. So
really?
Just would you follow along here, Bob?
Following along.
Yeah. For the love of God! All right, go back to making a sandwich. 312-981-7200 312-981-7200 Go to wgndavid.com for all of our contact information. Again, the five numbers that I would like all of our listeners to remember and never forget, 15013, explanation coming up at the top of the hour. Showed you, Janelle, a picture from a neighbor of mine, Greg, in Northbrook, who I have no idea who this person is or where they live, but they sent a picture of their downspout, looks like, next to the side of their brick house. Looks some type of, don't know what, but the downspout is turning.
Mm-hmm.
How long before I can seal the entrance to a wasp nest? It was exterminated this past Monday. Greg in Northbrook.
That's a great question. And you definitely...
Well, hang on 1 second. Okay. Is that a normal spot at the bottom of a downspout where a downspout curves? Is there any significance to the location or no?
Not necessarily. And depending on the species of the stinging insect, they could have been it could have been an underground nest that just took advantage of this little opening. So normally we see them up near roof lines because it's in more of an untouched area and they can gain access into attic voids and wall voids and things. But
what about sealing the hole that was from that where the it was eradicated from?
So before sealing it, you have to make sure that it is fully eradicated. If you still have wasps in there for any reason, even after exterminating, you got to check this out. If there's still some in there and you seal it up, you have the risk of pushing them further into the interiors of the home. So first and foremost, make sure nothing is coming out of there.
How can you make sure of that?
Just watch it for a little bit, especially at dusk.
Okay.
Yeah. Just see if anything is zooming in and out. If not, go ahead and plug it up. It's good to go.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Does Rose Pest Solution 815 come down to Morris, Illinois?
Morris.
A little south, down 55. South
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the name down there Franklin or is the name Rose?
No, we're Rose.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I'm going to look it up on the map just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure we do Morris.
Franklin's in Indiana, right?
Correct, and Kentucky.
Are you scheduled to be on any other WGN shows in the coming weeks?
Not that I'm aware of. Sometimes it's just spontaneous, you know.
Okay, because you're the bug lady.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mike, let me ask you a question about commercial roofs. On a commercial roof, I love the smell of tar. Initially, I'm not like into tar, like I'm not like a sycophant tar. I just like the initial whiff, and then I'm done with it. It's like the cigar, right? I like the smell of a cigar, and then I could do without it. But for some reason, I parked today, and they were putting tar someplace on a commercial building because where I parked there's nothing but commercial buildings. Do you guys do commercial buildings, and is tarring still the preferred method of protecting a
I had no idea
roof.
What that big tar thing was about.
I know, it's a good segue. I know. Follow along here, Joe. Wake up.
That was, I'm like, Lindholm, what is he talking about?
Lindholm does do commercial buildings. We've done bowling alleys and car dealerships and many other different types of food processing plants. Anyway, we do a lot of commercial building work. Tar is not the... It seems like it's not the product of choice anymore.
So do you even have kettles? Remember kettles?
We had a kettle up until about 3 years ago.
Exactly.
We do not have a kettle.
That's interesting.
What is a kettle?
I'm glad you two guys
are having this conversation.
It melts the, you're
just sorry that you're left out and you don't get to talk.
I know.
It melts the big chunks of asphalt so that...
Do you have one of those big chunks of asphalt?
We don't have any more, no.
If you had one, would you put it in Hochberg's back seat for me?
On a hot summer day?
I smell tar. I think it's in my car.
So nowadays, flat roofs.
Seuss, hold on. So so what do you put on flat roofs now if you don't have the kettle?
PVC, modified bitumen, rubber.
You're just rolling it out now.
Rolling it out, heating it together or gluing it together. And
is there a cost savings or is there?
I would imagine there's a cost savings over asphalt. Asphalt's the process of the asphalt and the melting of the asphalt and the application of the asphalt is a lot more expensive and labor intensive. Because you roll out the modified bit, you roll out and you're covering a 3 foot wide section by however long you roll that out. Or if you get a PVC roof, again, big 10 foot wide rolls of 100 foot long just rolls out and glues together or melts together.
It's got to be more efficient for the roofing company, too.
More efficient. You could do more in a day.
Oh, that was a terrible, messy job. And you would get
asphalt.
Burnt. You can get burnt. Yep.
There's also EPDM and TPO, but those are different products that are used for flat roofing applications.
And those last long period of time, or is there a what's a typical lifetime on something like that?
Easily now 15 years. Matter of fact, a lot of the manufacturers will warranty the product for 15 years, including labor.
Including labor.
Material and labor for a 15-year period.
You have to be a certified installer.
You have to be a certified installer. And oftentimes the manufacturer will go out and inspect the roof on their hands and knees with, for lack of better explanation, a dental pick on every seam. And they'll pull off the vents and make sure that the correct underlayment is there. They'll make sure that, because they're the ones that are on the hook after the first 2 years, typically.
And that's why it's important to use a qualified, local service company that you know that you could get your hands around in case something goes wrong.
That is right? Correct. I mean,
that's what it's all about. 312-981-7200. We always get a call about these pests and rodents. Sheila in Polo, Illinois, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm tremendous. You have a question about chipmunks? We're going to throw it out there and pick it up on the other side. What's your question for Janelle?
The question I have is, we live out in the country, and for some reason this year, we are inundated with chipmunks, and they're doing a lot of hole digging by the house and also out in the middle of the yard, and I don't know how to get rid of them. I tried using mothballs, but I think they like them. So I don't know what to do.
All right, hang on there, my friend.
I'm with you. I want to know, too.
Hang on. Well, Rich Dykstra is there in his boxers shotgun.
Rich Dykstra and me got a plan.
I don't know.
312-981. And don't stop with the text ahead of time. I'm telling you right now, all you chipmunk killers that hate chipmunks, they're like running to their phones.
Nope.
I know how to kill them.
Nope.
312, and they're all inhumane, which is not right.
Some of these recipes are just hilarious.
Yeah. I'm a chipmunk killer.
Okay. 312-981-7200. And that sound is Mike Houston with his Velcro that permeates through the microphone. Don't worry about it, Mike. Nobody can hear that. 312-981. Everybody's like, something's wrong with my radio. No, it's just Mike playing with Velcro. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Studio of Chicago on AM720 WGN. Those microphones work, by the way. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We are going to explain what 15013 is all about in about 3 to 5 minutes here. 15013 is a number that every listener of this radio show and every listener of the podcast should always remember. And I will talk about the significance of that number shortly. Sheila and Polo,
yes.
We're transferring to chipmunks. Janelle, how do they get rid of chipmunks?
Well, we talked about it on the break. Sheila, the only way to effectively get rid of these things is to trap them and eliminate the populations. And Joe has had some success with this that he could talk about.
No, I'm not going to come across as the number one chipmunk killer on the show.
That's Dykstra.
That's Dykstra.
Well,
yeah.
Dykstra, me, Roy Spencer, we have a contest on how many of those critters we can get rid of.
There's heavy duty snap traps you can get, Sheila, and that's going to be the best bet because you have to start eliminating the populations. I guess just in this last week, Rich Dykstra got 43 of them.
No, he's not the winner. Kenny Kuntz.
It's not over
yet. All right. Kenny Kuntz. 43.
That's insane. And
wow.
They're so bad this year. But yeah, the only way.
219 says acorns in the trap.
Nah, you know, I mean.
Listen.
Peanut butter in a tomcat.
Peanut butter. Yep.
I'm trying to be somewhat humane
just
here.
Just a real tiny smear of peanut butter in those traps.
It's the second thing you said.
I would go for the owl or the hawk.
Well, those are always the best. That's nature.
Yeah.
Yes, I love nature.
Yeah, you think I'm kidding, Sheila? I'd go buy an owl.
I don't know what you do with it in the winter.
I don't know where you buy an owl.
How about a cat?
I have a fake one that I hang in the pole.
No,
you, they
that
know,
does not
but
work. No,
they laugh at those.
That's not going to work.
No, Sheila, go to owls.com.
Oh, my gosh.
And buy an owl. Take a picture and let us know how it works.
I'll try to do that. After I get a snap trap.
Yeah, after. Well, I'm telling you, go owls.com.
Tomcat. The trap is called a tomcat.
Okay, there you
go. It looks like they have big jaws. They're real heavy duty.
Okay, that's good.
Got it.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Okay,
so hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product.
I'll let you know.
All right, thanks, Sheila. Call
thanks,
back next
Sheila.
Week. 312-981. Don't send
club.
Pictures.
Now you're going to join a club on the show.
Dykstra literally is in his boxers, black socks, a cheese sandwich, and a glass of whole milk. Because I'm like, Rich, you might want to think about skim milk. He's like, it's all. All stuff is what I go with. 312-981-7200. Go to wgndavid.com. Corey, say goodbye. We only got a couple minutes left. I want to talk about what 15013 is all about and what's behind those numbers. Go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, I've never in my life killed a chipmunk.
Big deal. Big deal. That doesn't make
they're
you
cute.
Better. That doesn't make you better than me.
No. Hey, yeah, it's just a personal choice.
PC
here.
What would you do if your house was overrun with chipmunks?
Oh, I would just.
What would
just,
you do? Call
I'd just
me?
Love on them. You're just let them run around and be cute.
No, what if you they not dug up your pavers like every 4
yeah,
weeks?
Yeah, your patio caves in, and your children aren't saved because they're going to fall in a hole.
Yeah,
things need repair. We just repair the pavers.
Yeah, turn his microphone.
I know a lot of guys like you.
Hey,
what's your phone number?
Let's transition back to JC Restoration, your restoration provider. If you ever need anything with your home, with exclusion of killing chipmunks, we do not do that. Any property damage related issues, please call. We're always open. 800-956-8844.
Janelle, how do they reach you, my friend?
Rose Pest Solutions can be reached at 800-GOT-PESTS or visit rosepestcontrol.com.
Mr. Houston, Lindholm Roofing, how do they reach you, my friend?
1-888-4-ROOFER. Or lindholmroofing.com.
Okay, and if you do a foul ball on two strikes in softball, is that an out or do you get more bets?
Nope, you're out.
Okay, MegaPros Joe, inside joke here on the show. MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
What a turncoat, Corey is. I don't kill chipmunks. How do you feel about this?
I listen, the chipmunks used to destroy my walkway every single summer in my old house. I'm good with terminating.
But I mean, he's trying to stand out as some kind
Everybody's
of
got their own threshold, Joe. That's why this business, you have to respect everyone's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there she is, Miss Switzerland over there. Okay, 15013, I've been talking about the entire show, is the badge number of police officer Ella G. French. On Saturday, the 7th of August, 2021, police officer Ella G. French, badge number 15013, was shot while conducting a traffic stop in the 8th District in the city of Chicago. Officer French died as a result of the wounds she sustained. Officer French was appointed to the Chicago Police Department on 16 April 2018. During her short but courageous career, Officer French, 15013, earned a department commendation, a physical fitness award, the 14 honorable mentions, and 14 honorable mentions. She is survived by her mother and four brothers. Officer French died as a police officer in the city of Chicago. She didn't have to die, but she's gone. So for all the men and women of the police departments out there that protect us, all the firefighters that go into burning buildings and EMTs that go into burning buildings and help us when we're having troubles in fires and car crashes, and all the first responders out there, we salute you. We're behind you. To Police Officer Ella French, 15013, may your memory be a blessing. You will not be forgotten. This is in your honor from the bagpipes and drummers of the Emerald Society of the Chicago Police Department.